Isn't there a story about an insurance salesman wanted your father?
Yeah.
Can you tell us that story?
At that time, and I'm not sure what year this would have been, probably 1905 or so, the insurance went into effect when it was paid for. My dad was doing his normal farming in the spring, and an insurance salesman came to see him, and the insurance salesman was very insistent, and he talked and argued with my dad that he should buy insurance. They talked for a couple of hours, and finally my dad got tired of him, and so he invited him to stay for lunch. They went in and had lunch, and then they argued some more about his insurance, and when he came out, it was toward the middle of the afternoon. He looked up, and there was a huge black cloud coming in, and so my dad told his insurance man, "I believe I'll buy the insurance after all." And he did, and according to my dad's version of the story, he was within 2 hours of that, a hailstorm, and he was wiped out.
So he
got paid for the insurance and was able to put out another crop on the same land.
So as a young boy, you did chores, you milked cows?
Did all kinds of farm work, shocked wheat, scooped wheat, hauled bundles, drove the horses on the plow or the cultivator, harrow, drill. My main job during the school months was to keep the wood box full. I cooked with wood and heated the house with wood, and it was a fairly major job to chop enough wood and flip the logs, and I carry them in the house and stack them in the wood box so my mother would have wood for the stoves.
Where you were talking about, is that right here?
It's across the road.
They crossed the road, and that's Centennial Farm.
Yeah, that house was built about 1898. This house was built in 1961, 62. Okay.
So that young people know about milking cows. That was a tough job because I think even the calves were suckling.
The system my dad used, and I'm not sure it was common practice, but he didn't wean the calves when they were young. He let them nurse the mothers. And the deal was the calves got two tits and the milker got two tits. And the calf would butt up against the other. They had lower teeth. They didn't have upper teeth. But those lower teeth would cut your knuckles. And the milk was a little salty and it made your sores hurt. And it was a miserable job to milk cows. I've never liked milk since. But we were able to raise the calves and have them to sell as well as have half the milk.
So you would have been doing this 12, 13, 14 years old.
I was doing it when I was in high school. I suppose I was doing it till I was at least 14. We also raised pigs. We would take the milk to the house and use what was called a separator, a machine you turn with a crank. One person turned the crank, another one poured the milk up through the bowl. And you separated it into cream and skim milk, and the skim milk was fed to the pigs. It was a good source of protein. It was another source of income. When the pigs were big enough to sell, we'd have a little money from them. And also, my dad butchered by himself. He would kill a hog and then bleed them and then put them in a barrel of hot water with a fire under it and pull them out and scrape the hair off. And my dad would eviscerate them and cut them into hams and shoulders and loins, and my mother would fry up the odd ends and pieces into sausage and put them in a big crock and put in a layer of lard and a layer of sausage and a layer of lard and a layer of sausage so she had the crock full. We'd have it for sausages in the wintertime when we had breakfast. She made soap out of some of the fat. We didn't butcher beef, so there was no way to preserve the beef because we didn't have refrigeration, but we could preserve the pork with salt. It was a subsistence kind of a living, but it was a good living.
Lots of hard work. As you went on in life, you thought about your father. What did you learn from him and your mother? What did you take from them?
My mother was probably my greatest idol. She was one of the kindest women I've ever known about. She was talented in lots of ways. Among other things, she was a great cook. She played the piano and sang. She was a Sunday school superintendent for 20 years or longer at Billings, the Methodist Church. She put up with all those children by her dad's former marriage. Some of them were older and were gone, but some of them were young enough to be around her family. She was a great nurse. We had access to medical care. The doctors would come to the house if you called them at that time, but we had no way to pay them, so didn't call doctors very often. She coached us to get an education and was even more determined than my dad was that we would go to school. My dad wanted me to go to law school, and my mother didn't care as long as you got education enough to understand the issues and be a good citizen.
And then your father, you took from him?
Well, maybe it's just a bad choice of word, but I think you'd call it stubbornness, a streak of, if you think you understand the issue and know what the proper course and stay with it until you succeed. He used to have a saying, which he used frequently, saying, if at first you don't succeed, try again. It was one of his standard rules. He had a lot of sayings. My dad became an oil field contractor when they found oil over here on the neighboring farm. He hired mule skinners and owned horses and mules, I think probably as many as 50 head, and had as many as 10 different drivers who used the horses to haul the rigs, the lumber to make the rigs, the bow wheels, the boilers. They dug the pits and the cellars with horses, and my dad supervised the whole operation and did the same work himself. It doesn't sound like a big deal in these days of bulldozers and track hoes and 18-wheelers, but then hauling a boiler, which probably weighed a couple of tons, loading it from a railroad car to a wagon and hauling it across country roads and rickety bridges through mud and muck and getting it where you needed it for the oil drilling, was really a very major accomplishment.